You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
It's Monday, and we are back. Locked On Wolverines podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. I'm your man on the ground, Isaiah Hull, publisher of Wolverines Wire through USA Today Sports Media Group. And, yeah, lots to talk about today. I kind of tried to hold off for a minute, just because at this point you don't know what's going to break and when it's going to break and all that kind of stuff. The timing of it all. We'll talk about the Jim Harbaugh of it all here in a few. We'll start off talking about basketball. And then kind of just a mini PSA at the end. Just a mini one. I'm not even like mad at most people, but there's an Eeyore type mentality that's just been going on to the point where it just gets so ridiculous. And I just want to address it because it's just too much, man. Like, this is football. It's supposed to be fun. I don't know. Let's talk basketball, though. Let's start out on a happy note. Michigan, absolutely. I mean, I've used annihilated. I've used eviscerated. I've used dominated as far as what's happened with the Michigan basketball Michigan basketball team yesterday against Northwestern. I thought it wasn't necessarily their first real test, but it was their first ranked-on-ranked game. I mean, you had the Maryland game, I think, was the biggest test because Maryland was ranked much higher when it came to KenPom. It's been one test after another here recently, right? Like, you know, whether it was, getting the fill-in game when NC State pulled out to having to face Nebraska, which at least is a team with a pulse, even if it wasn't rated as highly as some other Big Ten type teams and everything, Penn State, all of those games were a stepping stone to the next one. I mean, and it continues because you take on a Minnesota team next that just absolutely dominated Ohio State, but this was one of those games where you look at it and you say, if Michigan plays the way that it just did, it can hang with anybody in the country. I'm not saying it would beat Gonzaga or Baylor, but it could hang with them if it played the way it did yesterday. Because, you know, it had that eerie feeling to start out with, right? Northwestern clearly wanted to take away Hunter Dickinson, and it seemed like, what are we going to see here? And once Michigan kind of recognized what was going on, it adjusted, and boy, did it. I mean, and Franz Wagner, I mean, I've been leading the train of, hey, Franz Wagner, you've got to be a heck of a lot better than you've been. Like, he's shown flashes defensively. Offensively, he'd mostly disappeared. Granted, he didn't do much in the second half this past week. But, man, he did everything you wanted to see. I mean, just absolute force in this last game, right? Like, between the 14 points and the 10 rebounds and 5 blocks and a couple steals and 5 assists. I mean, I think a couple of those he didn't get credit for that he had. But, he was just everywhere doing everything. Hunter Dickinson, hey, we're going to take you away. Once Michigan makes you pay, eventually Hunter Dickinson comes back and makes you pay. Mike Smith, you know, he didn't have a big game in the box score, but I mean, he showed up when it was needed. Same thing with Isaiah Livers. Livers is the one I want to see a little bit more from, right? Because we're not seeing enough from him. I know we got to double digits, but it took him a long time to get there. It just kind of doesn't seem like, and I know that I think it was Sean D said after the game, I can't remember which player said it. I was trying to do two things at once with the press conference, but said that he'd been kind of working through a little something the last week or so. So, I mean, that makes a little bit of sense. But, I mean, Isaiah Livers is considered generally like the best player on the team. Sean D's called him the best player on the team. And he's been the quiet one for the most part over the last couple weeks. I mean, you know, he's had good games here and there, but, I mean, he's been relatively quiet compared to what you'd expect. I mean, the thing of it all is this team can kill you in any way. And if everyone contributes, right? Like, I mean, we're not even talking Eli Brooks, who's just been an assassin, just an absolute assassin. It's if everybody plays up to their potential at once, it's scary. And the great thing was seeing that Northwestern, the team in the Big Ten that wants to shoot the three the most, couldn't shoot the three. I mean, that's incredible. That's a huge leap forward. This team showed you everything you needed to see in one game. Now, yes, it's Northwestern. I know it's been a feel-good story so far. How much will they fall to earth? Who knows? We probably won't know exactly how good this Michigan team is until it plays Wisconsin in a couple games here. Then we'll start to get an idea of just how good this team might be. So I don't want to get ahead of myself here. ESPN's BPI has Michigan predicted to break the record, which is currently, its win streak record is currently at 17 games, which was a tie, which was set last year. Currently, it's expected, or was it the year before? I can't remember. My memory is terrible. I think anyone who listens to this knows that my memory is not good, which is terrible considering it used to be great. I mean, it used to be incredible, and it's, I guess, the older you get. I can't remember what happened yesterday. Anyway, ESPN BPI predicting that Michigan will go 19-0 before losing to Wisconsin on Valentine's Day. But it only has three losses on that schedule right now. Wisconsin, Ohio State, and Iowa. And then they have a draw right now, 50-50, on who wins the road Indiana game. But now Michigan, unsurprisingly, is expected to sweep Michigan State. Lots of time before those games happen, though. Obviously, the last Michigan State game in the Breslin Center is the final game of the season. It's 2 months from now, so plenty of time for Michigan State to rebound. But, I mean, if Michigan finishes with a 22-3 record or 21-4, I mean, that's pretty incredible. We'll see where it goes from here, but it seems unstoppable. That's where we're at. All right. Are you ready for some football? College football, bowl season, all but done. A week from today, though, national championship game. I know everyone out that's listening to this is going to be rooting really hard for Alabama come this next Monday. Alabama's one of my adopted teams anyway. NFL regular season's done. We know the playoff picture. There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust. That's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. I mean, what an incredible couple days of college football we had, right? Like, I was parked in front of the TV on January 1st all day long. It was super fun. I mean, even Ohio State taking to Clemson was fun because Dabo, with him running his mouth, being so self-pious, all that stuff. I mean, wasn't fun for the sake of Ohio State moving on, but nonetheless, you know what I'm talking about. And then we had the NFL figuring everything out. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON and receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. All right, so I'm just so tired when it comes to all this Jim Harbaugh contract stuff. So I'm going to share with you the latest of what I've heard. I will tell you this. I sent a screenshot to a colleague that I know all of you know, and that gave me this is about as direct insight you're going to get. And when I said that, when I sent it to the colleague said, well, that's exactly what's going on. And this particular colleague hasn't been the shush everybody, you don't know what's going on crowd. He's probably been more on the, things don't look good for Harbaugh in Michigan crowd. But when I sent this to him, he said, I mean, this is clearly what's going on. Clearly this is the story. This is what's happening. The same person that I talked to when it comes to the Harbaugh stuff had told me before, and I know I have no way to prove this, but I didn't want to say anything, but he told me before that Harbaugh was on vacation in California, which John Ubakin did bring to light. As far as I know, Harbaugh was still there as of yesterday. I know that certain staff members reported to Ann Arbor today. I don't know if Harbaugh is in Ann Arbor or still on vacation in California. But this person told me that nothing seemed off, nothing seemed different about Harbaugh. This person has seen him very, very recently. And they said that they still fully expect, and this is the same person I mentioned on the same source that I had spoke about on Thursday, said that he still fully expects Harbaugh to remain at Michigan. So, again, take it for what it's worth. That person had also said that he, you know, could he end up in the NFL? Absolutely. Until Pennis puts a paper, you can't count anything out. But obviously, there's all kinds of people putting stuff out there. People I respect, Jordan Strack, Brandon Marcello, saying that the Harbaugh interest from his side to the NFL is real. It does, based off of the person that I spoke to, it does not seem like that is necessarily the case. But I'm not going to discount it because they clearly have their sources. I trust mine. Here's the way I'll put it. The same way that I just told you about the colleague, if any of you knew the person that I was speaking to and their relation to Jim Harbaugh, you would take this word above anyone else save for Jim Harbaugh actually coming out and saying things for himself. So that's what it is at this juncture. All the other caveats still apply, right? Like, the staff is still working, right? Michigan's still recruiting, actively recruiting. And let's not forget, Harbaugh does have a year left on his contract. This is something that, apparently, I didn't listen to this. This was relayed to me, and I'm going to share a private conversation slightly, but, my brother in metal, Michael Wolf, had brought up that he had listened to Clint Derringer's, who often gives us the stats, the over-unders for the mailbag on Thursdays during the seasons. And Clint Derringer pointed out, which I fully agree with, like, Harbaugh is probably going around and saying, you know, looking at this, you know, like, I have a year left on my contract. He doesn't necessarily feel the same sense of urgency. And, like, you go on Twitter and you feel like, the walls are closing in and all this stuff like that. Like, again, based off the person that I spoke to, like, Harbaugh's going about his life right now in the same way that he would, you know, if he had 6 years left on his contract. It there's a really good chance that all these people who are up in arms and waking up every morning and flipping out over this and being like, when is this going to get done? Harbaugh is looking at it potentially like, hey, I've got a year left on my contract. Again, could he end up in the NFL? Absolutely. I'm not hedging my bets. I'm just saying, like, the people that I know that are attuned to this stuff would put money on him ending up remaining at Michigan. I don't buy that he is actively looking for an NFL job unless he feels so slighted by what Michigan offered, which I do believe he does feel slighted by what Michigan offered. So it's a possibility. I just don't think it's a probability. Again, he's telling recruits, I'm going to be back. No one on the team seems to be questioning whether or not he's going to be back. I've had no conversations with people close to those inside Schembechler Hall that have shared any of the concerns that so many people are bringing up. So take it for what it's worth. Again, if it's wrong, it's wrong. But that's what I'm hearing. And that's what I believe, because I have my moments of crisis. I'm like, all right, you're saying this and it doesn't jive with what other people are hearing. But then at the same time, you don't see other people that tend to break these types of things. And I know John Bacon said, you know, the longer this goes on and, with NFL Black Friday, then, maybe he jumps. And again, it's a lot of, maybe could he, all that kind of stuff. Nothing that's like, here is the NFL team that is currently actively pursuing him. Harbaugh is meeting or has met with this person. That hasn't happened. And again, knowing Ward, I think that if he was, as people have implied, treating Michigan as a backup option, I don't think he would be the head coach in Ann Arbor right now. Again, they fired Don Brown in December. I understand there's buyout situation and everything, but again, I don't think that Michigan would sit there and say, well, we'll be your backup until you say you're coming back or whatever. That's just not how Michigan operates, right? The Michigan arrogance is real, and there's no way Michigan's going to sit there and let itself be played as a second fiddle openly. Again, openly is the thing. So, again, take it for all for what it's worth. I don't know what's going to happen. Again, if I was to bet on it, Harbaugh will re-sign with Michigan. It seems like it's just a matter of time. Just waiting for it to happen. All right. I got to tell you about Built Bar. Y'all know how much I love Built Bar. I've bought multiple boxes. I'm going to be buying about 3 more. I'm going to go bulk with my next order. And I'm going to do that sometime next week when I get my next paycheck, because I want to put down the big money. I'm telling you, it is super delicious. It's a protein bar. Tastes like a candy bar. I bought the maple pecan last time. Absolutely incredible. I absolutely love it. The strawberry, like I told you before, my roommate tore through those. The limited edition, not something you can buy right now, tore through it without asking me, because he was like, I'm hungry, I need to try one of these, and was like, these are delicious. And then he just like ate the whole box. It's incredible. It's high protein, low carb, low calorie, low sugar, but it's delicious. You don't need a bottle of water to wash it down. You go to BuiltBar.com, put in the promo code LOCKEDON, you get 20% off your next order. BuiltBar.com, promo code LOCKEDON, 20% off that next order. All right, so this is my soapbox here, my PSA, because this kind of comes like, I swear, anytime you tweet anything right now, and I understand Twitter is a echo chamber of its own. I mean, Facebook's probably worse, and when I say probably, it almost certainly is, but anytime I tweet out anything, I swear, it's just met with so much anger right now. And I understand you're really upset about what's happened with Michigan lately. This hasn't turned out how any of us has expected. But I'm like, people are going tangential, man. The basketball team does something good. It's, wish our football team could do that. Like, okay, why don't you enjoy the basketball stuff without turning it into football, right? They're two separate pieces inside of the same program. Okay? Different sports. Basketball was building itself up while football was floundering back in 2010, 2011. I know football was decent in 2011, but 2012, 2013, 2014, basketball was thriving while football was struggling. Basketball continued to be good while football was building itself up. Enjoy the basketball. Don't make it about football. On top of that, man, like, whether it's Mark Torresani, which I'm going to miss Mark. He was a cool guy. He was a good guy. I think cool guy, I think, is the best way that I put it. I haven't had like a ton of interaction with him. I did see him like at the cigar bar in Ann Arbor, back when I was more of a regular smoker. And I mean, he's just a cool guy. Lots of cool people in Michigan athletics, but you know, Mark is a good one, but he's going back to, we're not back to Illinois, but he's rejoining Brett Bielema. He spent 12 years with Brett Bielema at Wisconsin and Arkansas. So, I mean, he followed Brett Bielema from Wisconsin to Arkansas, came to Michigan when Brett Bielema got laid off. And then, you know, the tweet, you know, about the story, like, hey, he's reuniting with Brett Bielema. It's a bunch of, woe is us. Michigan is, Harbaugh's keeping this program over a barrel and word manuals not helping and blah, blah, blah. It's like, listen, it wouldn't matter if Michigan was undefeated this year. Chances are Brett Bielema got a job. Mark Torresani was probably going to go rejoin him, right? 2 years with Jim Harbaugh doesn't equal the same as 12 years with Brett Bielema. Brett Bielema's his dude. And has been his dude for a long time. I think the icing on the cake was the Jimmy Doherty one, because I just quote tweeted this one. Jimmy Doherty named as the pass game coordinator under Jed Fish at Arizona. I started getting replies from people being like, because I said former Michigan offensive analyst is like, what is he analyzing? How to run it under center from the shotgun as a quarterback? Dude, he hasn't been in Ann Arbor since 2016. Like, you're using current gripes for a guy who hasn't been around in a while. Former Michigan offensive analyst doesn't mean that he was recently here. He's reuniting with Jed Fish. If I said Jed Fish was a former Michigan pass game coordinator, are you going to blame him for stuff that happened in 2020? Come on now. It's just my broader, bigger point here. Everything that's happening, I swear I could post a picture of Zuri right now and people would just find a reason to complain about the football program. Be like, I don't know what they would say, but I'm sure they would. Get a grip. It's gonna be a minute before things get better, get worse, whatever they are. Nothing that happens right now, I guess the only thing that would happen right now that could fix things or not fix things is what happens with Jim Harbaugh, what happens with some of his signings. Like, if you want to complain about Jim Harbaugh re-signing or not re-signing, cool. If you want to complain about, you know, whoever they pick as the next defensive coordinator, cool. But, like, this tangential finding reasons to be super upset is just like, man, I don't get it. And I, you know, again, I want to tell you my credentials here just to make sure you understand that I understand Michigan football. I was born at University of Michigan Hospital. I went to Michigan in 1999 and then from 2004 to 2008 and graduated with a degree from Screen Arts and Cultures at Michigan. I threw parties in Los Angeles when I lived out there for 4 years. Every single week that I wasn't at a Michigan watch bar, which would have either been Hollywood Billiards, eventually was at South. A lot of times I had people over to my apartment that had nothing to do with Michigan. I made them watch Michigan and enjoy watching Michigan. And I got this job based off of my love for Michigan. I was as much of a diehard as you could possibly be. And I do not understand the people here that just are like, they want to take any little bit of tidbit of anything. There's traffic outside of Schembechler Hall. What does that mean for the football program? Harbaugh's done it again. Bad stuff. Just relax. Life is better if you just relax. Take a deep breath. do like me, put on the Clone Wars and just hang out. Play some video games, something, I don't know. Get frustrated by playing Dark Souls or something. Instead of being all up in arms in January. That's all I got, man. All right, so, well, we'll keep on trucking along. Tomorrow, hopefully we have a resolution to something, because I am also getting just tired of not knowing. So, that'll do it for us today. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.